Investment for Rural Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
As you all know, Rural Tennessee is very close to my heart, and making it stronger is a major priority for my administration.
This week, Governor Bill Lee delivered his State of the State address to state lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and part of his budget proposals submitted are earmarked to invest in rural Tennessee.
So we proposed $21 million to invest in rural communities and distressed counties to directly support rural infrastructure, industrial site development, small business development, and revitalizing small-town main streets.
Since taking office, Governor Lee has continued efforts to help the state's rural economy, oftentimes reflecting that rural progress means a stronger economy for all Tennesseans. And one area he has continued to address is broadband expansion.
And whether it's running a small business or accessing virtual learning or accessing healthcare via telemedicine, slow internet speeds have many in Tennessee left at a disadvantage. I've proposed record investments in broadband since becoming a governor, and I'm grateful for this legislature's support on that issue, but I'm ready for us to solve this issue once and for all.
With the pandemic, broadband expansion has become more critical as more folks are working and going to school remotely, and the governor is proposing serious dollars to reach every area of the state.
To help us achieve our goal of every Tennessean having access to high-speed broadband, my budget will recommend historic investment of $200 million.
Well, the governor is proposing an additional $10 million in projects for the Governor's Investment in Vocational Education Act, or GIVE Act, also additional dollars for the Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program, and funding to help move the state fair to Wilson County. Governor Lee working to improve rural Tennessee. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.